Sharon.
Good morning, Stephen. All I wanted to say was that if you run a business, you have to, you can't throw your toys out of the pram and go, I'm not dealing with the problem. There are problems, yes, certainly in this country. There's problems on both sides of the community. But this country needs to work, and they need to sort out the problems that they've got. They can't ignore welfare reform. They can't just say, oh, look, let's get rid of Stormont. Let's
This is bigger than this, though, isn't it? This is about principle.
No, this it's is not a
it's about
this happens on both sides of the community. What they're talking about has been going on for quite a few years. It isn't something that just happened last week with a murder. It is happening on both sides of the community, both on the loyalist side and the Republican side. That problem needs to be dealt with, yes, but it is not an excuse to not deal with the other problems that this country has that affect the normal people in this country. And our politicians, every time there's a problem, seem to think that carping back to the past and using that as an excuse not to deal with the real issues.
So let's say,
if
Sharon,
if you were running a business, the business would bankrupt.
So let's say, Sharon, that the Chief Constable, let's hypothesise, let's take a situation where the Chief Constable may indeed be right, that there were members of the IRA who got together and who decided to kill someone on the streets of Belfast. And let's hypothesise that the unionist parties are right, that Mike Nesbitt is right, that the IRA does still exist. So there is a paramilitary organisation called the IRA, which has members who have guns, who will decide when and where to shoot people in Belfast. Do you want unionist parties to work with Sinn Féin on that basis?
Yes, because you're talking about a paramilitary organisation and not Sinn Féin. I don't represent either side of them. But if you ask those same parties, does the UDA exist? Does the UVF exist? Does the LVF exist? Those same people who were members of those organisations are still there. It is the same on both sides of the community, but it is very convenient for them at the moment for the IRA suddenly to exist. The IRA has existed throughout this process, if we are to believe what the Chief Constable says. That is not an excuse for them not to deal with welfare reform. It's certainly not an excuse for them to allow every government department to be in the mess that it is because they can't make decisions. Like I say, if you're running a business, you can't do that. You have to sit down, work out what the problems are and work out a way forward and make agreements, make concessions
and, here's my
and
final,
make the thing work.
Here's my final question to you. Would you be slightly more hardball about the possible existence of the IRA if the murder had have been of a child or had have been of a police officer? Is there some type of notion, Sharon, that because Kevin McGuigan was a paramilitary himself, that therefore it's not as bad?
No, there's no.
So imagine if we broadcast a story. Let me finish the point. Imagine if we had broadcast a story on this station that last week members of the IRA planted a bomb in Belfast city centre which killed children. Imagine if that had been the case. Now, it wasn't, but do you sure that you wouldn't be reacting differently? Was Kevin McGuigan's life not as important as anybody else's life? That's my question.
That is not the case that I'm saying at all. But what I would say to you is murders happen, and I don't agree with murder happening anywhere, all over the world. In the UK, there's drug crime, gangsters, all sorts of things. Here we have a label that we can use as a paramilitary organisation. And the people who were involved in paramilitary organisations, as it's discussed in your show quite regularly, are gangsters. They have criminal elements in their criminal underworld. It happens in the south of Ireland all the time. But the governments do not decide that they are no longer going to work together. We are how many years past the peace agreement being signed? We are not in a level where people are going back to war. But we are, as a country, in a complete mess. They can't cut the grass. They can't pay the bills. They have the Justice Department in a mess. They have everything in a mess. And yet they can't sit down together and actually work out what is wrong and how to make the country work.
Listen,
and deal with those issues as well.
Listen, the story that really brings it, the story that really hits home with a lot of our listeners is the waiting lists in the health service, which continue to spiral. And ordinary working class people who can't afford private health care are being screwed with waiting lists.
Pass the buck. And do you know what? Not only do they pass the buck, then they pass it between parties. Oh, do you know what? We'll get rid of health and we'll give it to another department, another party, so that they can blame the other parties from before for not fixing the problem. None of them are fixing the problem. Granted, we're at fault because we vote these people in, and none of them have the capabilities of actually running a country. And if it's necessary to take direct rule back, that's grand. Take it back. Don't let them dictate how they're going to run this country, because they have not yet run the country.
All I would say to you,
them back to the past.
All I would say to you is it's pretty difficult what they're trying to pull off. You've got old political enemies from very different political standpoints trying to run a government together. Could anybody else do it any better, Sian? There's the question.
I genuinely think, yes, they could. I honestly think that if we did not have the ingrained political parties that we have, that it would be much easier to run the country. Yes, we have to deal with the past. I have no issues with that. I grew up through the Troubles. But we also have to move on, and the country has to move on. And at the moment, that's not happening. And as I say, if you sit from a business point of view and you sit back and look at it, they are making the mess bigger and bigger. And how are we going to solve it? My God, we can't afford to cut the grass. How bad does it have to get before they actually deal with the real issues in Northern Ireland? They're given a budget like every other part of the UK. They need to make that budget work.
Listen, you're talking about cutting the grass. I want to go back to it again. I am getting emails and people contacting me desperate for help. Why? Because they're in pain. Why are they in pain? They're in pain because they can't get the health service that they should be entitled to, that they're waiting 2 years to see a consultant, and they are in chronic pain. That's what I'm getting into this program.
Exactly. And so what do we get on the news? A nice big smoke screen for them all. We'll talk about the IRA. We'll ignore the fact that there's Protestant paramilitaries. We'll talk about the IRA because that I understand why, but it's on both sides of the community. We'll ignore the real problems that exist. We'll ignore the fact that they won't bring in welfare reform because we've got a big massive smoke screen discussing the IRA. And also we've got a big massive smoke screen not covering the fact of all the stuff that's going on with the NAMA scandal and the money there. And it's all very convenient. It wasn't working. It isn't working. They've been arguing for such a long time. And now they've got a big smoke screen that can all walk away from it and not deal with the problems. If you did that in a business, you would pull the shutters down and close the doors. You cannot do that in life. So why should the politicians be allowed?
Well, I can tell you that something has happened today, Sharon. You couldn't make this up, but this is true. I can tell you that members of the Social Development Committee are currently complaining that they do not have free tea and coffee.
That just says it all.
And they have voted, they have done a vote. They have voted in favour of free beverages in the future. So they have pushed that through.
It's not great. But they will sit and let every other department go to the stages of bankruptcy. And that's genuinely, they really are.
So that's great timing from the Social Development Committee.
Yeah, speak to the Legal Aid Commission and ask them, can they afford to pay their bills? It's beyond silly.
Well, there's the
likes of Peter Robb, Mike Nesmith, or any of the rest of them to say that they want everything suspended to discuss something that, as you say, people are dying on the waiting list. Our entire infrastructure is suffering, and they want to suspend this assembly to discuss something that's been going on for years.
Sian, thank you. Morning to you. So the big breaking news today is actually our politicians have been able to vote for something in Northern Ireland. They've complained that they don't get free tea and coffee, and they've been able to sort that for themselves. They've now voted in favour of free beverages in future. So they've been able to fill their flasks before adjournment may happen. They've got that through.